Ms. Representative George Koba.
She won't be able to join us this morning. So okay. I think we have a quorum, but we don't have the complete...
She did end up accepting, so I'm not sure.
Oh, maybe she
that.
Can. Well, yeah. Maybe she'll be there.
Yeah.
Okay.
But she did say she couldn't at first.
Right.
Well, when we do have everybody, hopefully it'll be fairly quick. Shouldn't take long. Famous last words, I hope.
And Representative Matheson did accept. Yes.
Tobias, it's Betsy. Did you circulate your language to others?
No, I just did it to you.
Okay.
We can certainly talk about that too. Give it like 2 more minutes, and then we'll go for it.
Okay.
I think what we'll do is we'll drop an email to Representative Nathanson, just in case she's gearing up.
This is Ryan in the Capitol office. I also just sent her staffer a text message.
Oh, cool.
Let's go for it since we are 8:34, almost 8:35. Laura, so we need probably to officially call ourselves into order, I'm guessing.
That'd be great.
So I'll do that with a metaphorical gavel. Is that Representative Nathanson by any chance?
That's Nathanson. Hi.
Yay. I was just about to pound the metaphorical gavel and get us started. Thanks
great.
For joining us.
Great.
So I'll do that, and we really have one task only today. Fortunately, I think we'll be able to exceed what was on the agenda and conclude before 9 p.m., and we can take on the final edits. The only thing that looked to me like was substantive was, Senator Johnson, your changes on page 32 relative to the lawsuit. I found them fairly self-explanatory, but certainly welcome any comments you might want to make. Go ahead. Sorry, I inadvertently was talking over someone.
I can't. I missed most of what you said, Treasurer Reed.
Oh,
sorry.
No problem. The only thing we have to do today is to finalize the draft, and the only substantive change that we received was from Senator Johnson. Relative to the discussion of the lawsuit on page 32, I found them fairly self-explanatory, but I was inviting Senator Johnson to make any comments she might like to make.
Thank you. Could you hear that, Representative Nathanson?
Yes, I just didn't. I don't see an edit. I must have missed an email or something.
Okay.
I had offered slightly more explicit language on page 32. You may recall that when I was first appointed to the Bond Advisory Committee, I was replacing Devlin. And one of the early questions that I asked was whether or not we were making the material disclosure of the existence of the Linn County lawsuit. In the intervening year, the state has lost at the trial level. It is clearly going to be appealed. And I have offered a little bit more stringent language acknowledging the budget impact that failure at the appellate level might have. It has been my observation that the state is confident, even cocky, that they are going to prevail at appeal. I don't share that same unbridled enthusiasm, and I offered a little bit more aggressive disclosure of the trial verdict.
Okay.
So that's what sets the stage. The one other interesting thing to jump up to 100,000 feet is it isn't just lawsuits. I mean, it's lawsuits, it's ballot measures. We have a variety of possibilities that are outside our ability to control that make prudent budgeting a good idea.
Uh-huh.
And I certainly support that. I don't think there's any question about the potential of legal and other things to impact the capacity. I shared with Senator Johnson last night an idea that is intended, at least for me, not to support the notion of greater transparency about what's out there, while coming back just a little bit, and I don't feel strongly enough about it to have a disagreement, but to offer just a slight tweak with the intention of saying essentially we certainly need to be mindful and cognizant and consider those potentials. I didn't feel quite as strongly about setting aside the debt capacity. So if that's of interest or acceptable to others, I'm happy to read it. If Senator Johnson, having had the chance to consider that, it's a no-go for you, I don't feel strongly enough to disagree about it. So what do you think?
As a courtesy to you, Mr. Treasurer, I have your language right here in front of me. As a courtesy to you, I would suggest that you read it slowly, because it's long, to our colleagues. Naturally, I like my language, and I'm glad that you could accept my language, but you're the treasurer of the state of Oregon, and I think you ought to read your language for the benefit of the committee.
Sure. Okay. So the sentence, it are a couple sentences, and it is long, admittedly, that I would propose as a potential is this. Even though the case will be appealed, it would be prudent for the state to consider the potential impact of this verdict or a potential settlement as it considers the allocation of existing debt capacity. It also behooves the legislature and governor to remain mindful of these potential types of events and the long-term budget implications that lawsuits of this nature can have on the state's general fund-supported debt capacity, and to account for these potential liabilities when crafting their budgets.
And the real difference here, colleagues, is that mine says set aside debt capacity for its settlement. And Treasurer Reed's is that it is remain mindful. Treasurer Reed, fight with me if there are more substantive differences than that. But I think our language is identical in some cases. It's just that set aside or remain mindful.
Right. Your description is exactly right. And mine is not intended to detract from the larger point I think you're making. I'm just not as feeling as explicit about setting aside the number, because, of course, whether it's a verdict or a potential settlement that is presumably something less than a verdict or all those things, that's the part I'm less comfortable with. But again, if people feel strongly about it, it's not something I need to battle about.
May I disclose an ulterior motive that I'm sure will resonate with former co-chair Nathanson?
Please do.
And that is the amount of pressure that there is on LFO right now to spend money. Along with my colleagues Rayfield and Steiner Hayward, I spent yesterday afternoon going over the problems with two of the big agencies, OHA and DHS. And then Nathanson and I are seeing all of the people that want money from the legislature for various and sundry programs, projects, things like that. We sat two Thursdays ago and were asked for between $500 million and $750 million worth of money. And I very much like the notion of setting aside that vocabulary to help tamp down the unrestrained lust for money from the state of Oregon in this short session. It's just, it's breathtaking to me. And if we continue to spend money at the pace that we're spending, we are reinforcing, as Representative Nathanson knows, the structural deficit that we have that will be manifest in future biennia.
I understand. Representative Nathanson, not to put you on the spot, but I'm going to put you on the spot.
Hello?
How do you feel about that question?
Hello?
I was usually pretty...
Can you hear us?
About spending money, but I'm just wondering about
you guys disappeared for a minute. I got done ranting and then all of a sudden I couldn't hear anybody. So would somebody mind re-ranting?
Just getting started. I was letting Representative Nathanson rant as well.
Treasurer Reed said something about not necessarily putting me on the spot, but here I am in the spot. This is fine. The desire to be careful, cautious, conservative with spending money, those are all things that I identify with. I'm just curious, though, about the phrase set aside. Is someone going to interpret that to mean, you know, literally set aside the whole amount and, you know, now we're into a budget cut scenario because we're literally setting aside a huge amount of money in a special fund?
This is just debt capacity.
Right.
The legislature's already authorized $946 million of general fund supported debt. We believe there's a little over $1.1 billion. So the report assumed in the neighborhood of $315 million of remaining general fund debt capacity this biennia, if the legislature so chose to allocate it in February.
Well, I'm using the set-aside language as a little bit of a shield, and I readily admit that.
Yeah, and since I don't see the exact language in front of me, it's just a question over how the sentence is structured and what set-aside refers to. Is it set-aside the amount of liability we're exposed for or set-aside the remaining debt capacity? Those are two real different numbers.
I'm happy to read the sentence as edited by Senator Johnson so you can get full context.
It was in the package Laura Worth sent to you on Saturday.
Nancy, it's very specific. Set aside debt capacity for its settlement.
Got it. Okay, thank you.
Senator Johnson, did you mean future biennia? Because remember, the report doesn't just look at this biennia, but talks about future biennia. And so maybe there's a way to craft that language, even your language?
I have to admit, because I'm not a debt professional, Ms. Lockwood McCall, that never occurred to me.
But that's what you kind of meant, because the report talks about today, but it looks out and says, and oh, by the way, next biennia we'll have 1.5. So one could say we should, you know, set aside the entire forecast amount, which doesn't necessarily preclude doing some projects now, if that's what you intended to say.
I I intended to say what I wrote, set aside debt capacity for the settlement of the lawsuit.
Right. Well, we'll have more debt capacity in the 21-23 biennia, the 23-25, so that's...
I think the... I want to keep us sort of in the... I think we have kind of an A and B here, Senator. I understand your point, and I think it does stand in that regard. There is also the matter of being sufficiently humble to recognize that relatively few people are going to read this deep into the report.
there is that.
Yeah, and I think the point you're making is a good one, and it's well made. I don't disagree with it. Mine was a slight nuance, but I don't feel like I have to have a fight about it. Dr. Dude, do you want to weigh in as well?
No, I'm just sitting here thinking of the wordsmithing issue, because I understand what both these points are, is that, you know, of this whatever capacity over the next five biennium, Senator Johnson is worried that, you know, we're going to use up some of that for this lawsuit, and I think that's a reasonable worry, and it's just how do you craft that, you know, for the thinking about it over that long period of time versus, you know, the short period of time. So how do you say reserve? Do you say set aside? Do you say reserve? Do you say reserve future capacity? Be, you know, mindful that future capacity may be absorbed by this lawsuit. So, you know, I understand the point here. I'm just seeing what's the wordsmithing, and then to your point, Tobias, how much effort should we be putting into wordsmithing that there's only 10 of us are going to read? Well, maybe not that few, but...
Yeah.
I could go with a reserve future capacity. Set aside is somewhat inelegant. It reflects my lack of nuance in writing this, but reserve future capacity seems a little more elegant.
Yep.
And it's still open the question to you and to others on the Capital Construction Committee whether that reservation starts now or later.
But it also, Senator, gives you, I think, some of the shield that you're seeking potentially.
Right. I think you're right. That sort of puts it so that you can tell people, look, we don't really have all, we might not have all of this money coming up. So, you know, try to keep your expectations in line.
Is that
so we would delete set aside, and we would put in the doctor's recommended language, reserve future capacity.
I think that's fine.
I could go with that.
This is Nancy. I scrolled down. I got to page 32. I'm reading the words. Thank you for reminding me that it was the Saturday packet. I was still looking at my original stuff. So I'm looking at it. I like this solution that you're landing on now. And in response to it's only 10 of us looking at this, not really. I wanted to let you know that I don't know how many other legislators might open this up at some point, but before I was on this Debt Policy Advisory Commission, just as a member of Ways and Means, there's more than one time, probably at least half a dozen times, I opened this document and read it, and I had even quoted from it a few times.
Nice. Well, we always knew you were an overachiever.
You're going to get the Treasurer's Due Diligence Award, Representative.
Well, I know someone else out there is probably reading it, too. So.
All right. Sounds like we maybe have consensus with respect to reserve future debt capacity. Is there any objection to that as a direction? I don't hear any. So... Ms. Lockwood McCall, that was the only substantive change. Am I right?
I think you're right.
Okay. So with that amendment, I think we would be ready for a motion to accept the report as amended.
I'm happy to accept the report.
I would second that.
Thank you. I was just going to ask whether we needed a second, because, of course, in the legislature we don't, but here we probably do. So was that Dr. Dewey who made the motion and Senator Johnson who seconded the motion? Excellent. The motion has been made and seconded to accept the report as amended. Is there any discussion? Any objection? Hearing none, the motion is carried and the report is approved.
Treasurer Reed, is there any requirement to ask for any public input?
It's a great question, and I'm happy to do that. Is there any public comment? I don't know if we have any public on the call, but I'm certainly happy to hear any comment if there is. Don't hear any. Ms. Lockwood-McCall, is there anything else we need to do?
I think not, sir.
All right. Thank you all very much. This was a very smooth process, and I'm glad we had a substantive debate on that language. Senator Johnson, I appreciate you helping us get to a better spot on that. It's an important topic, and your diligence puts you in contention for the award as well. So thank you.
All right. Thanks, everybody.
Thank you. We are adjourned.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye, everybody.
Goodbye.
Your conference is ending now. As requested by the host, please hang up.